This week, 9 school district superintendents met with Governor Meade to contend that the state has underfunded its K-12 schools. While Wyoming ranks near the top of the pack when it comes to per-student funding, this coalition of districts says that funding has not been properly adjusted for inflation each year, and the shortages have meant cutting crucial programs in some districts. But some lawmakers say it is more complicated than that. Wyoming Public Radio's Erin Schrank has more.
Nyanuki took only a few steps before stopping. She would have to stay in the spot until
at Tongue River Elementary School in Ranchester, Becky Burtis is reading to a room full of 22 third graders. This is not an ideal class size. The state mandates a student to teacher ratio of 16-1 for kindergarten through third grade. But Principal Deb Hoffmeyer says that's not possible here anymore.
Our population has really grown, and the number of teachers has dropped. So we've dropped about 5 teachers in the past 4 years.
So instead of 3 third grade classrooms, there are 2, and they have a lot of kids in them. This school is in Sheridan County School District 1, one of the districts urging Wyoming to reinstate a yearly inflation-based adjustment for school funding. This so-called external cost adjustment, or ECA, hasn't been given by the legislature, at least not explicitly, for the past 4 years. Superintendent Marty Kobza says that's led to cuts as districts struggle to keep up with rising costs of everything from heating to textbooks.
Propane is a significant thing. Curriculum materials, as we transition to the Common Core, new standards, purchasing those resource materials. Sometimes it's textbooks, sometimes it's software, sometimes it's a one-to-one initiative. Those kinds of things get more and more expensive all of the time.
Kobza says the lack of an ECA means all of Wyoming's 48 districts lost out on about $151 million in the past 3 years. It's not much compared to the billions the state spent operating schools during that time, but Kobza says districts have come to depend on it.
We don't have the capacity or capability to absorb costs. We run very tight ships already, and so there aren't places to go to find money to help protect those programs for the kids in the classroom.
The coalition surveyed nearly all of the state's school districts. More than 70% say the lack of an ECA has affected the quality of education they've been able to provide. 86% say they've given no raises or inadequate ones since 2010.
Our teachers here in Carbon One are on a freeze for the third year.
Fletcher Turcato is superintendent at Carbon County School District 1. He says if the legislature continues to hold back on the ECA, more teachers could lose their jobs.
80% of a district's budget is in teachers and salaries. If they do not honor that, class sizes are going to go up. It's going to affect achievement. And basically, you're going to have students that are going to be coming out of high school that do not have 21st century skills.
Turcato says he's just asking the legislature to do what it's supposed to do. Every 5 years, the state establishes a baseline for quality education and determines how much money schools need to provide it. The cost of goods and labor can rise in the years in between, so the ECA is used to make sure those baseline needs are covered. Senate Majority Floor Leader Phil Nicholas says the main reason the ECA hasn't been granted in recent years is because lawmakers have given schools more than required.
There was a belief that the schools were adequately funded, maybe overfunded, and that there was no requirement to add inflation.
But Nicholas says that the extra funding was provided so that schools could put in extra programs, like foreign language classes or new technology. It gets tricky because districts don't always use the funds for their intended purpose. Nicholas says, for example, if districts get extra money to get class sizes down to 13,
the districts aren't required to supply that classroom of 13. They just got more money to do it.
Nicholas says if legislators want those extra funds to be used as intended, they've got to figure in inflation to cover base costs, and that's done through the ECA. Nicholas notes that the state helps school districts' bottom lines in other ways. The state covers about 80% of school employee health care costs, for example, even as premiums rise.
You have to be cautious because the overall rates of inflation contemplate things that we actually do pass through retirement increases, through health care costs, and other areas. So it is not a stagnant amount.
You can't simply say, well, it's in the salary increase we did over here or a health care benefit that we put over here. And that's just not really the way the system was designed.
Tim Kirvin is an attorney in Buffalo who represented school districts in past school funding litigation. He says while the school funding system may be complicated, this ECA requirement is clear-cut.
The system was designed based upon a cost-based model, and that has to be in accordance with the Supreme Court of the state of Wyoming, adjusted for inflation.
The debate will continue later this month when the coalition testifies before the legislature's Education and Appropriations Interim Committees. Both committees will make recommendations on if and how the inflation adjustment should be made. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Aaron Schrank.